This is The Platform Rules, digital transformation for product companies, hosted by Propel Software. Sometimes if change isn't happening fast enough, you just have to do it yourself. Our guest, Diana Sahane from Mary Ruth Organics, shares how she spearheaded digital transformation and overhauled the business's quality management processes. Stay tuned to hear how she garnered buy-in and continues to push for change throughout the organization. Here's your host, Dario.
Diana, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk with you.
We're excited too. I know you've shared a little bit of your story with us and it's great. So let's just dig in a little bit here. Tell us a little bit about Mary Ruth Organics and your role at the company.
Yeah, so Mary Ruth Organics, it's a family-friendly wellness company offering like over 200 vitamins and supplements. Our team is dedicated to delivering dietary supplements of like the highest quality. And it's not about the ingredients, it's about the impact these supplements have to your overall health and well-being. It's such a great company to work for, and I'm grateful to be in it every day. So I've been in the dietary supplement industry for 5 years now, and throughout my time in the field, I developed and implemented many quality systems integral to the progression for numerous companies. And then I started at Mary Ruth 2 years ago as a quality assistant, and I started dedicating my time to implementing quality's foundation, and I streamlined multiple operational processes. And this earned me recognition within the company, and this led to my promotion to a quality project coordinator now. And I'm very grateful for Mary Ruth for empowering me to spearhead all these integral projects. And one of the projects was finding an EQMS system tailored to our needs, since we have an extensive portfolio of products, and Propel came out to be the optimal solution, and such a great time working with Propel and everyone on the team. Yeah.
Well, I've seen the work you've done, and the promotion is definitely well-deserved. So let's turn back the clock a little bit. And go through the process that you and the company went through in order to find a new EQMS. But let's just start with the why. When you look back to why Mary Ruth Organics decided to modernize your quality management system, you know, what was the company going through, or why did you decide that it was time to upgrade what you were doing with your QMS?
Yeah, so I mean, we had limitations with our previous system and the processes we had within the system. Our documentation was initially stored in a drive, and there wasn't proper organization or change control, so it was difficult to keep track of and update necessary documents in time. We also were trying to work with an EQMS system called Master Control, but it only provided two modules for the cost of all the available modules in Propel, and it wasn't as seamless and configurable to our company needs. And we really needed a system that like had a centralized document storage, had revision control, approval workflows, had proper efficient collaboration, and then robust reporting capabilities. So lots of things missing with our previous system. So we were happy to find Propel. It was a great option.
Great. Well, happy to hear that. I'm glad you still feel it's a great option. Let's wanting to go through the process, when you think about how you knew it was time to make a change, you know, what were some of the things that led to your decision? Like, what were some of the problems that started to creep up that you were like, we really need to do something to address this?
Yeah, it was just mostly the manual processes led to like bottlenecks, errors, and a lack of real-time data. And we really had this desire to streamline processes. We needed help like automating the multiple tasks, reducing the manual effort, and then improve the overall efficiency of the system. So yeah, just definitely needed a time for change.
Okay. So now we can fast forward a little bit. You know, you've made the change, you've seen some of the things that you've been able to transform. What's the impact been on your business here with the switch?
Pretty much we got everything we asked for with Propel. We got the centralized document storage, that pretty much just tightened up how well we stored our documents and how well we kept up with maintaining them as they expired, like certifications. So It was a great system off the bat. And then we also had efficient collaboration between departments, and it was capable of producing the robust reporting. And then we went on to, I went on to starting to develop custom objects in Salesforce and Propel, and using those capabilities. And I built a laboratory management system. So pretty much a repository that held our samples and our test results. And as we're going through stability right now, it's really great that we could see all that data live and make stability reporting so that we could see the shelf life of our product. And then I also built a formula library for our product development team. So it stores all of our ingredients for the products and related to the supplier ingredients. So just a lot there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot there. I want to follow up on one of the things you mentioned, though, on the custom objects. When I was new to Salesforce and the platform, I didn't really understand what a custom object was, but can you give a little bit of context as to why you singled that out as something that you were able to do?
So pretty much Propel has their out-of-the-box functionalities, and there's certain things in my company that certain teams couldn't have visibility on. So in order to do it effectively and have it all in one spot, I just built a custom object, and that's pretty much just making a new tab where Propel lives, and then that only certain team can then reference that object, and there's no room for error for anyone out seeing it.
Okay.
It was the easiest way of limiting visibility.
Perfect. Understood. So one of the things that we see a lot is a lot of people don't understand what a huge outsized impact quality can have on the overall company. So you've kind of walked us through what you were able to do from the quality perspective, but what about the business itself? When you start making these changes, what were the larger impacts you saw to the company, even outside of just what you're doing from a quality perspective?
Well, one of our processes involves supply chain product development, and that's incoming inspections. So when we first started incoming inspections, it was mostly just on a form, and we would have our distributor just fill out the form. But now with Propel, I was able to create an automated process where we have full traceability 100%. Our supply chain team can reference the data live, know when our products have gone through an inspection and when the product has been released into inventory. So that process in itself just helped ease a bunch of the teams and know exactly where our products were in lifetime. So,
okay.
Yeah. I guess quality events. I mean, we integrated Asana. So we have a project management tool, Asana, and a lot of our outer teams outside of quality, the technical teams use Asana very heavily. So now we're able to integrate Propel with Asana and then have these projects be harmonized together.
So this is a significant business impact that's being driven by the quality team here. So what did you learn through the process? What were the big takeaways that, you found when you were upgrading your QMS here?
Well, pretty much to implement an efficient EQMS, we needed a dedicated team who was fully focused on the system and master its capabilities. So as our quality team, we all had to have a vision to implement the system to our team's expectations and configure the platform to be seamless for the user as possible, mostly for our technical teams. And that comes into adaptability. We needed our technical teams to understand the new tool, the processes, and the workflows that happened in there. So now, after learning from so many feedback from our technical teams, we are creating a robust training program for all teams to understand the processes that happen in Propel. Another crucial thing was executive buy-in. We really had to demonstrate how crucial it was for the EQMS to align to the strategic goals and regulatory compliance. And we kind of did this early on. Early in the process, we demonstrated the immediate benefits of the EQMS, kind of like the live incoming inspection. And we were able to streamline processes, improve data efficiency, and just have all faster access to like all the critical information that's needed for the product.
Yeah, that executive buy-in we've seen from a lot of companies, it's key. You can't push a rope is what we like to tell our customers. So I want to dig into one of the things you mentioned. You talked about it's important to get the whole quality team involved. And I think that that is absolutely great, but there's always a lead. We can call them champions. We can call them team leads, project leads. They take very different names. But here, you know, we've always seen it's you at Mary Ruth Organics. You're the one who's kind of leading the process. And again, just being the advocate for we need to do this and working with the team, working with the executives, working with everybody, even outside of the quality team. What do you think makes a good champion or a good leader when it comes to digital transformation projects? Again, just looking for your insights and the things that you've learned here.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to have a clear vision, and you should be able to articulate this vision and inspire others to get on board. That's definitely how you get the executive buy-in. And you also have to have strong communication skills. You have to essentially rally your teams, articulate the benefits of the transformation, and then address any concerns that can happen. And also, you got to be tech savvy. Propel is on Salesforce, and you need to understand the technology and how to leverage it to benefit the organization. So it's always a commitment to continuous learning. I honestly learned Salesforce Propel on the go. Like, definitely, it was self-taught throughout the whole process, but it's an amazing system. Salesforce is so capable, it's definitely capable of so much. And it definitely fits to exactly what we're trying to look for in a system. So it's been a great
experience. So just as a sidebar, are you the Salesforce or the Propel admin as well?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
So yeah, you're the Propel admin and you're self-taught. You did hopefully some trailheads I haven't heard of an admin that was kind of, you know, learning on the fly. That's the first time I hear this.
Oh yeah, definitely on the fly. I mean, I would go into the trailheads and at the moment, whatever I was looking for, I'd search and see what I could find. A lot of YouTube videos help a lot too. Yeah, definitely. That's how I learned how to do custom objects. A lot of help from Aaron, our customer manager, support manager. So yeah, just a lot of team working and searching just to learn how to get this to work. It's been
all
fun.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Look, one of the things we pride ourselves on is the ease of use and the ease of administration. So I'm glad to see it here working and in the wild.
Oh yeah, it's working great.
All right. So, you know, circling back to what we're talking about here on the digital transformation front, you've talked about this is just the first step in some of the larger vision that you have. What's next on your list?
Pretty much the biggest project we have now is to centralize the information. And I am very much pushing for Propel to be that platform where all the information is stored, pretty much labels, even PD&I bringing in all their type of documentation that they sent to our co-manufacturers. All of that information needs to live in Propel so that we can all be seamless. We know where the information lies for this one product. We can see the label, the spec sheet. We can talk to our co-mans through Propel. Just a lot of great benefits if we had our information in one place. So that is the biggest project that we're working on. And I'm working with my other teams, PD&I, our product development and innovation team, retail team, supply chain, pretty much every team that you can think of in Mary Ruth. We're all working together to get this happening in Propel. So a lot of great buy-in. I feel like it's really been a journey to help everyone realize the vision of what Propel can bring to us. And then another like mini thing is audits. I'm definitely trying to push for live audits to happen in Propel. Right now, everything's done through Excel and sent manually to our co-mans, well, through email. But I would like proper traceability. So live audits happening in Propel is also another good project coming up soon.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing that. Audits is a big one. That's another one, as you mentioned, the traceability, the speed, the ability to just pull it up and immediately see that full traceability chain is just so huge for us. So glad to see you're going down that path as well.
Yeah, it's definitely fun.
All right. So last question for you. Again, you've gone through big transformation. You've done a lot of things. You've worked as a Propel admin. You've worked as a digital transformation champion. We come across a lot of companies that are always trying to, whether it's evolve their tech stacks, evolve their business. It's just transformation tends to be a common theme. We're trying to do things differently. What advice do you have for people who are looking to drive change, whether it's at the technology level, at the process level, or at the strategy level? Like, what advice do you have for them?
I would say off the bat is to engage your team. Right in the beginning, you want to create a sense of ownership that can lead to more successful outcomes. When all teams are engaged, you could get a lot farther and get easier buy-in. Another thing is being agile and adaptable. You want to be flexible, and it's key to making any change effective. And then there's certain things like showing your executives value early on in the process. You want to maintain that enthusiasm, but then you also want to give them a long-term perspective of how the project is going and keep in mind that there's going to be improvements over time. And then I think the biggest thing is seeking feedback and learning from your failures. I think every week I ask my team, hey, is there anything going wrong with Propel? Is there anything I could do better? And then you pretty much learn from those successes and failures, and you just redefine your strategies and go down the path that's needed for success. Those are my top tips.
All right. So I said it was the last question, but I do have one follow-up on one of the things you said. The executive buy-in, just going back to how you started off with the QMS, and then you've talked about wanting to digitize everything, was showing the executives that successful initial project. Was that what led to the ability to even consider going fully digital or doing the other projects that you have? Was that part of the process here as well?
Yeah, I kind of convinced them, showed them right off the bat, like, oh, look at what I've already done in Propel, and just kept on showing them the vision. Like anytime they said, hey, I wish we had a place where I can find this just so easy, I was like, you guys, there's Propel that exists that we can do this. So I pretty much anytime I can, whenever they're looking for a solution, I'm just like, how can I do this in Propel? And that's how I did it with the formula library and the laboratory management system. I'm always trying to figure out how this information can lie in one place. And that's the biggest project I've been pushing to the executives, and I have all the support I need, and they've been really great to me.
That's fantastic to hear. We advocate the whole start anywhere, go anywhere model with Propel. Start with where you need to go, and then from there, just knock off additional projects one at a time. So really, really happy to see somebody who's out there doing exactly what we advocate. I think you've got it. You've got the model nailed. So congrats on the success that you've had.
Thank you.
All right. And that's all the time we have. Diana, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you spending some time here and sharing your insights.
Thank you. I really enjoyed talking to you guys, and I keep on hoping for years to come with Propel. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Platform Rules, Digital Transformation for Product Companies. You can listen to this show and more at propelsoftware.com/podcasts. If you enjoyed what you heard, please share with a colleague, leave a review, or email us at podcasts@propelsoftware.com with any feedback or questions. Until next time, Platform Rules.